This is live coverage from ABC News. I'm Jim Hickey. An airplane has crashed into the upper levels of one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. A tremendous amount of smoke is billowing from the upper levels of that tower.
I heard this incredibly low noise, and I knew something horrific was about to happen. I dove away from the window, not to be shattered with glass if it was a huge explosion. I will tell you from the size of the gash that the wingtip had to be at least 150 to 200 feet wide. Oh my God!
Oh,
the next building is
just
blew up! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Another plane just flew in.
I feel the heat! The explosion is incredible! Oh my God!
Another plane as we
were
watching.
I don't believe this! The second tower has exploded from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it.
It was just a small explosion, and then rocks and debris and everything started pouring down.
The Red Cross is mobilizing to handle what may turn out to be
they
one of the worst domestic disasters
every
in U.S.
strand
history.
Of intelligence.
I was sitting in the Pentagon when the attack happened.
Firefighters, everyone yelling, run, run, people running down.
I was up on in my office on the northwest corner.
People started running, it was just chaos everywhere.
As soon as you got hit, I was thrown to a window. So I was very lucky to get out.
We will find the people responsible for these cowardly acts, and justice will be done.
I do want to thank the folks here at Booker Elementary School for their hospitality. Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
We therefore here in Britain stand shoulder to shoulder with our American friends in this hour of tragedy. And we, like them, will not rest until this evil is driven from our world.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong.
When Americans suffers and when people perpetrate acts against this country, we as a Congress and as a government stand united. Those who have brought forth this evil deed will pay the price. We're not sure who this is yet, but we have our suspicions.
Today's despicable acts were an assault on our people and on our freedom. Our resolve has not been weakened by these horrific and cowardly acts. Congress will convene tomorrow.
We must defeat the evildoers where they hide, and we must bring them to justice. We remember the perfect blueness of the sky that Tuesday morning. We remember the children traveling without their mothers when the planes were hijacked. We remember the cruelty of the murderers and the pain and anguish of the murdered. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence, may God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.